The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Year 2021 is a year of victory and a year of prosperity for the people of God. Let us focus on that. Yeah, there are many things happening in our country and all over the world. And the things that are manifesting, we cannot quite comprehend. Some of us are still in a state of shock. Some are angry. Some are depressed. Why? Of course, we know that. The things that we expected to manifest or to unfold, the opposite is what is happening. But let us trust God on this one, okay? He is Almighty. And He is a faithful God. In Isaiah chapter 55, I'm going to start with chapter 7, all the way through 11. It is a commandment in verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. He's talking about His people. He's talking to you and me. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God is not going to move based on our assumption or based on our dates or deadlines. He's not going to do that because He clearly emphasized for this year, He will not share His glory. Verse 10, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That includes the prophetic words prophesied by His true prophets. And the result of that, in the end, in verse 12 and 13, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed. I want to remind you that God remembers the covenant of our founding fathers of this country, that this nation will be under God. And He answered, we obeyed, we are united for the first time, we voted for life, we were united, and God's holy apostles and prophets are in the front lines right now building the church and revealing the plan of God towards His people. And remember, He reminded us in Isaiah 55, His ways are higher than ours. I just got back from our prayer night vigil. It was a Monday night. And just for the record, because there's a lot of things that will happen between now and when this program is aired. It is Tuesday morning, and I'm recording this message. I know I wanted to say the date on when this was pre-recorded because I know and I am aware that between now, Tuesday, and the day this program is aired, there are lots of events that took place already. Rest assured that there are many more of us praying God's will and are prophesying for this country. Pray with us and cover also in your prayer our Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and our Attorney General Ken Paxton. Texas, through our godly leaders and our prayers, will continue to lead in righteous governance and will continue to have or to take a great role in our country for its turning around together with the state of Florida in the next several months and years. Also pray for the state of California. California will continue to turn towards righteousness. You wait and see. The move of God already started there. So you and I, we need to get busy and be productive in the things of God. All right? This was a prophecy that the Lord had me released in December 31st, 2018, for the year 2019, that He will uproot the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C., that has been there for many, many, many years, and that other nations of the earth are feeding off it, including many ministries. And He emphasized that only His hand can uproot this wicked root. And He meant exactly what He says, and He's faithful. As I shared with you, the way God will do and turn this country around and render His judgment, which is already was released, and the things that result of that is not how we expect and how we expected Him to do, including the dates. We must always remember His ways are perfect. He is an awesome God. Ever since the election and all these issues regarding the election machines or counting machines and the action or decisions or the move of the news media and high-tech social media are just so wrong, I started praying and prophesying, calling forth righteous, patriotic, smart people, computer engineers, even gaming and the arts and entertainment, computer geniuses, that people and companies will come out as an alternate to the giant tech outlets, news media, and social media for the American people, for the country. I know now that God has prepared these people who owns this company for such a time as this. I continue to pray and call them out, and this will be the result you and I should expect. They will be joined in by our youth, the younger generation that are called and prepared by God, and raise them up for such a time as this. In our generation, in my generation, we were still playing catch up with technology. But now that the church has awakened, we will catch up, and there will be pioneering men and women out there that will lead the next generation, the industry, the news media, the arts and entertainment, the computer industries, and other technology. God is just. And American people, I know, those who love this country, patriots, conservatives, Christians, we will remember those who tried to silence the patriotic Americans. And for us Christians, we will remember that they tried to kick God out. They tried to silence us. Those companies, if they will not change course, they will get replaced. And it's sooner than you and I expect. God will not let go of the wicked unpunished, but let God have His say and His ways of doing things, because you and I, No matter how smart we are, we cannot do this. Friday and Saturday, I train the youth. It's a business school to prepare them for such a time as this. The transfer of wealth, the transfer of influence. Why am I doing this? I told you I was in Washington, D.C., and I released prophecies, and they start getting manifest even now. So be patient. As I said, God's ways are perfect. While in Washington, D.C., I asked God, because I am sensing something that will manifest that I don't want. January 6th. So I asked, I said, Father, are you going to allow Biden to be sworn in? Are you not going to intervene? He did not answer me. Instead, he refocused me. He told me, Christina, you will gather or collect the plunder. You do not collect plunder if you lose the war. Instead, you will be plundered. So what God is saying is, the body of Christ, United States of America, will in the end end up victorious. And God gently told me that he's not going to tell me the specifics beforehand, but he wants you and I to believe him and take action based on the instructions that we received. And by faith, we need to do that. Sometimes I don't like God's ways of doing things, like right now. They messed up my expectations, and my expectations are good for this country, for the body of Christ. But God's ways messed up my mind. And sometimes they try to mess up my faith. But in the end, I know God is faithful. So what I do in the times that I feel depressed, that I felt like we lost, I rehearse all the prophecies he had me released for the past several years and what is in store for 2021. First, I review the prophecy for 2020. Major upheavals and exposure of things that even ourselves will be in awe, will be in shock. Because corruption in our government is going to be shocking. With the coronavirus lockdown and the election in November, I know that you'll agree with me, those are major upheavals, don't you think? Also, the exposure of wickedness. For me, those are major upheavals. The way the news is being reported is very appalling. And also for year 2020, clarity of vision and understanding. I got it. Focus on what God is saying to the church and focus on what God's plan for United States of America. We obey the instruction, and we are going to trust him. So the year 2021 is going to be a year of victory and prosperity for the children of God. So I want to assure you, we'll be okay. There won't be a victory, not unless there was a battle or war or challenges. There is no victory, not unless there were opposition. And looking at things right now, it seems like we are outnumbered. Keep this in mind, even though the media, the tech industries, any other wicked companies out there, and even majority of our political leaders are opposing us and wanting to take our freedom, God promised that this year will be victorious. God always tells the end from the beginning. God is going to do something through and for the church, for this country. He will never forget our founding fathers, and God will never forget that we preach and finance the preaching of the gospel and discipleship all over the world. And we will continue to do so. And God is going to manifest and do something here on earth, here in this country, that has never been recorded in the history of the church since the book of Acts. God is not finished with the election results. He is not finished with the United States of America. He is taking this country to the next level of greatness. And he is not finished. He hasn't started yet, as far as I'm concerned, in his dealing with the wicked. He just got started. So don't ever look at the dates and shred your preconceived ideas. Set them aside, and you will see what God can do if you remain in faith. You will be rewarded. We're all going to be greatly blessed. So I am excited, even though I told God that it is not such a good feeling, that my personal expectations that are of the flesh and the deadlines that are set before us that we missed, God is not subject to any of those. Let me put it in a different context, okay, so that you can redirect your focus to the good news. I just want to remind you, or shall I say, I want to nag you again. If I write a book today about the great prophecies the Lord had me released, even just for the past 5 years, do you think the book will sell millions? No, because God is telling the end from the beginning, and we just want the end. Our flesh don't want to go through challenges. So my book about the great prophecies will not sell millions. My book probably will sell millions after I die and or when all of those things manifest. But what good does it do when it already happened and you didn't even know it? You were just in awe. Don't you want to be a part of the history of walking in faith? Just asking. So my book of great prophecies will not sell. But if I write a book about God's judgments, about the Antichrist, that God is going to judge China, God is going to judge Biden, Kamala Harris, and all of the evil politicians and your enemies, that all of their crimes and sins will be exposed. There will be sexual scandals in details. And the evil deeds and plots of the media, the Democrats, Republicans, the book will sell. I will be a very rich person. The scripture is very clear. I just want you to understand so that you don't focus on the bad news. You don't stay depressed or angry at the media and plotting all of these things. And do you know that your flesh wants to talk about bad news, wants to talk about the past, wants to talk about your unforgiveness, your bitterness? You feel better, and then you want to say it again, and you want to punish those who inflicted pain in you? That is the flesh. And the scripture is very clear. Our flesh is always and will always be at war with the spirit of a born-again believer that is inside of us. And the Lord Jesus commands us to preach the gospel of good news and to make disciples, contrary to what our flesh wants. When you disciple somebody, you are training that person or persons to be like you, that they will reach your level of anointing, and in the world out there in business, that they will reach your level of success or prosperity, or they will reach your level of awesomeness. A disciple is being disciplined and trained to be like the discipler. That was Jesus' intent. An even greater work he planned for us. Our flesh and our mind will always reject that. Yes, you want to help others, but not to be equal to your stature or your anointing or your success. except if they are your children. But if you're newborn, born again, men, your spirit being is winning over your flesh, then you will preach the gospel of good news. We have to be aware of that because we may not be off the world, but we're still living here and we were bombarded with bad news 24/7. And as the body of Christ, the moment we start being negative, we touch it and it prosper. That's why bad news 24/7. And if you have the gift of prophecy or are called in the prophetic, and if you lack discipline, the very first thing that you're going to do, if you're not aware of it, is you will going to correct the church. You think that you will be the corrector in the church to put everything in order. And you will want judgment. You will see the fault and the bad intent of people instead of looking them through the eyes of Jesus. If you look at people through the eyes of love, then you are in your ways to maturity. You're going to see their potential. You're going to acknowledge their calling, even though they don't know it. You will confirm and affirm them in the kingdom, because that is the gospel of good news. So I am telling you the truth, and I'm just getting started. I want you to stay away from watching, listening, or even repeating or sharing the bad news. We need to focus on the promises of God. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. So in our ways, we tend to focus on judgment, and Satan will disrupt and will try to distract us by feeding us bad news as if he is winning. Because you know what? If you don't look at it through the prophetic words that God have released and who God is, that he's a good God, you will say, but what you see, what you hear, is that Satan is winning, that the bad people are winning. I'm running out of time and I have so much to tell you. Join us in our live streaming. Go to sogmi.org. Sunday service starts at 10:30 and the evening service started at 7:30 so that you can get updates on what God is saying, okay? In Psalm 92, verse 4 through 15, and I'm going to be fast, I'm reading from NLT. It says, "You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done." Remember, our instruction is to celebrate and continue to celebrate. Verse 5, "O Lord, what great works you do and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton will not know, and only a fool will not understand this." So what Psalm 92 is saying, only the stupid people will not be able to realize this. Verse 7, "Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and great. They will declare, 'The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him.'" So Psalm 92 said, only the stupid, the dumb, will realize that the wicked, they may flourish, they may increase in numbers, but they will be destroyed. They will be scattered. And I just want to remind you the goodness of our God. So focus on the good news and let us obey the instruction. We're going to harvest. We're going to be restored. We're going to be empowered. There will be suddenly manifestations, reset, and celebration for 2021 and beyond. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.